This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Superintendent Clayton Wilcox has been suspended by the Board of Education after a meeting this morning between Wilcox and some school board leaders. CMS officials announced his suspension in an email. Wilcox, the district's fifth superintendent in 10 years, has been on the job only 2 years. With me to talk about this move by the board are WFAE's education reporter Gwendolyn Glenn and Andos Helms. Gwen, let's start with you and the reason for this suspension. What do we know at this point?
Not a lot, Mark. CMS officials confirmed the suspension in an email after we made numerous calls, but they would not say why he's being suspended. Now, the email said that this is a personnel matter and that they cannot provide further details at this time. They did say that the suspension is effective immediately today and that Wilcox will continue to receive his salary during the suspension. And by the way, Wilcox's salary was raised to $307,000 from $280,000 in January. And his contract was extended by 2 years.
And Anne, did this come as a surprise to people who pay attention to the district or to Wilcox?
I think it did. Even Wilcox himself, when I caught him in a brief phone conversation this morning, said that he didn't see it coming, although he then would not go into any more detail. So everyone who watched the last search play out knows that the board was really desperate to find the right leader and keep him, to sort of overcome this reputation for churning through superintendents. Ross Danis, who heads the education advocacy group MECED, I spoke with him this afternoon, and he remembers leading community discussions in 2016 during the search that led to hiring Wilcox. He said people told him over and over that they wanted a leader who supports teachers, who supports children and learning, who can manage change, and who is a good and decent person. Danis said he didn't see this coming at all, and as far as he could tell, Clayton Wilcox had met all those standards.
Talk about a person who is what he is. He's, you know, the same person morning, noon, and night. He listens. He does care. He does support teachers.
And Gwen, how big of a deal is this prospective change in superintendent, not just for CMS and parents, but to the Charlotte community?
Mark, CMS is one of Mecklenburg County's largest employers with more than 19,000 employees. And of course, whether you have children in public school or not, your tax dollars pay for the system. CMS is the biggest local recipient of taxpayer money. So when there is uncertainty about the district's leadership, hiring and promotions can be put on hold, potentially affecting a lot of people. And right now, CMS is in the middle of implementing equity and student assignment policies, and those could be affected in addition to setting a long-term vision for the school system if there is a vacuum at the top. Here's Ross Danis again.
We appear to have been getting some traction on some really big issues, particularly around equity and excellence. And I would hate to see us lose momentum because we get distracted by, you know, all of the energy and time and money, frankly, that goes into another search.
And we referred to the turnover in CMS superintendent positions. Anne, what exactly is the district's track record in keeping superintendents?
So in 2011, just 8 years ago, Peter Gorman was superintendent, and he resigned abruptly to take a job in private industry. Since then, the district has had four superintendents. They've done two national searches. The search firm that helped the board hire Clayton Wilcox guaranteed its work for 2 years. They promised that they would conduct a new search at no charge if he left within the 2 years. As of this week, Wilcox has been in the job for 2 years and 2 weeks.
Okay. So we don't have details on what's behind the suspension of Clayton Wilcox, but are there issues that have gotten the superintendent into hot water?
Most recently, he's been under fire for dropping the fingerprinting for employee background checks, which is required by state law and it's spelled out in CMS policy. WBTV has reported on his changing explanations for why he did that. In the past, parents have also been upset when they weren't told that tests had found unsafe levels of lead in the water at some schools. He faced criticism for the way he and the district communicated about a fatal shooting at Butler High in October. And when he arrived in Charlotte, he came under fire for bringing in former colleagues from Maryland at high salaries, and also for hiring the husband of his chief of staff, Laura Francisco, for a newly created unadvertised position that paid $85,000 a year. Ultimately, though, we don't know whether some or all of these issues were related to his suspension.
Gwen, what about Wilcox's supporters?
There are many teachers who support him and I'm sure are concerned about the suspension. Wilcox supported pay increases for teachers from state and county officials and often called for them to get the resources they needed in the classroom. He did not call for them to hold their rally in Raleigh on a non-school day as State Superintendent Mark Johnson did this year. And many parents also like the way he's pushed for equity in schools, making advanced classes more available to students of color and for high-income and low-income schools to have at least 10 advanced classes. Some low-income schools have only a handful now. He's also received praise for calling for a more diverse curriculum overall, where students of color can learn about their culture and see people who look like them included in instruction.
What do you know about Ernest Winston, the man who's been named acting superintendent?
Well, Winston is the district's chief of community engagement and ombudsman. He came to the district in 2004 as a teacher and quickly moved to administration. Now, in 2012, he became the superintendent's chief of staff, but when Wilcox was hired and began work in July 2017, Winston was named to his current position. There was some criticism about his appointment because the position was not posted and his salary was bumped up to $175,000. Now, also in his ombudsman role, Winston reports to Wilcox. Most school district ombudsman positions are set up to report to the Board of Education and not the superintendent to ensure that neutrality is in the issues they handle.
And Clayton Wilcox is suspended as of today, and do we know when or if he'll return to the job?
We don't. There was no specific time frame attached to the suspension. We do know that suspending a superintendent is not something that the school board would do lightly. So if they've taken this action, we can be pretty sure they're having serious conversations about his future.
Ann Doss Helms and WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thanks to both of you.
Thanks.